Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. If you've been watching gas prices inch their way up and you tried to calculate how quickly they're moving, well, latest statistics say that gas prices have gone up about 20% in the last year. Another thing that's getting more expensive is borrowing, with the Fed increasing interest rates. Evan Horowitz, quick study columnist for the Boston Globe, says these higher costs may be with us to stay. He suggests that as cheap gas and low interest loans recede in the rearview mirror, we're entering what Evan calls a, quote, normal economy. Hi there, Evan.
How you doing, Deborah?
Okay, so take us through the numbers about gas prices and about borrowing.
So it's been a long time since things were normal. And it seems like, you know, ooh, things are going haywire. But actually, $3 gas is not unusual. We've had $3 gas many, many years. And mortgage rates, where they are now, heading towards 5%, still relatively low. What's happening is the really exceptional period of the post-Great Recession is over, and we all have to get back to the old normal.
So gas prices, 20% of the last year, mortgage rates, a full percentage point higher than average?
Yeah, over the last 18 months. Well, you really have to think of them as sort of two separate categories because they're going up for different reasons. I mean, the gas price thing is kind of fluky and unique. There's a lot of geopolitical pressure pushing up on prices. For one thing, Saudi Arabia wants to see gas prices go up. And if Saudi Arabia wants to see gas prices go up, they're going to go up for the most part. Right. It's very hard to resist that kind of pressure. Add to that, you know, unrest in Venezuela and the undoing of the Iran nuclear deal. And we're going to see higher oil prices for the foreseeable future. So that's a kind of set of sort of quirky, fluky things going on. The other side of it, though, the higher borrowing rates, the higher rates on your credit card debt, the higher rates when you go to lease a car or finance a car, that's all because the Fed wants you to pay more to borrow. The Fed wants it to be more expensive.
Why?
Why? Because they fear that the economy may be growing too fast. You know, people like to think, you know, oh, faster is good, we want the economy to go as fast as possible. But actually, no. There's a certain limit. There's a certain maximum to what the economy can do at any given point. We don't know exactly where it is. But the Fed's job is to make sure we don't go past it. We don't redline. Because if you do, you end up with really high inflation, spiraling inflation, which is terrible. So right now, they think we're pretty close, if not past, the maximal output for this economy. The labor market is as tight as it can be. So what do? You raise borrowing costs. You make it more expensive for people to borrow money. Why? Then they can't borrow and spend. Borrow and spend is one way to stimulate activity. Borrowing is more expensive. You're not going to borrow and spend. You're going to save more, borrow less.
So that's one of the positives to these increases, so, in a way, right? So
the positive thing is everything you do is more expensive.
I'm looking for a silver lining here, Evan.
Silver lining is, the economy is not going to spiral out of control. And the employment market is really very good. It really is. We have historically low unemployment. We're approaching unemployment rates we haven't seen in 50 years. That's a good thing. Everything's not perfect, but we really are nearing sort of the best we can do with the current level of education and the current level of machinery. Like if we had a ton of really advanced robots, we could do better. If everybody in the country had advanced degrees, we could probably do better. But given those things, this is about as good as our economy can do right now.
At the same time, though, while we see these increases, we're not seeing increases in wages, according to some of your latest writing.
So that's the big mystery in all this. What you would expect to see, if I was right... You like to think I'm sometimes right, but if I was really right about this being the best of times, wages should be going up because most everyone who wants a job has a job. So businesses should have to compete to find good workers. They should have to say, oh, wait, there are no spare workers. We want new workers. We're going to have to poach them. We're going to have to pay our workers more so that other people don't poach them. That should drive up wages. But wages aren't going up. And it's this weird mystery because one of these things, something's missing. Either there's a hidden kind of slack. Maybe the economy isn't as good as we think, and that's why wages aren't going up. Or there's some mysterious force holding wages down, even though the labor market is as tight as we can get. And a lot of economists are sort of jumping ships. Most of the liberal economists for a long time have been on the actually, the economy isn't as good as it looks side of things. Mm-hmm. They've been saying, well, yeah, unemployment rate's low, but there are these other measures. That's why we're not seeing wage growth. But this week, we've had a couple of big economists jump ship to the other side and say, no, actually, I think that's wrong now. The labor market is really as tight as it can get. Something else is going on. And there are a couple of possibilities, but no one's really sure exactly what's going on.
So what are some of the possibilities?
So one is productivity. So you got to remember, businesses can't pay workers more than the workers contribute to the business. Mm. That's a losing proposition, right? Businesses aren't going to pay workers enough so much that they're actually losing money. They'd rather not hire them. So you can't increase people's wages more than they're contributing to your company. And the way we measure that, what they're contributing, is in productivity. Productivity growth is the amount that people produce per sort of hour worked. And it has been growing really, really slowly. So if it's growing really, really slowly, that could be a reason that businesses can't pay more, because if they did, they would just lose money on that activity. The problem with this argument is that for a long time, businesses have been paying workers a lot less, or have been raising wages a lot less quickly than productivity has been growing. That is, productivity has been growing pretty well, but wages haven't been growing. So there's all this surplus that businesses have sort of soaked up over decades, and they should be able to sort of pay that out now, and they're not. The other possibility is just businesses have gotten really powerful. The biggest retailers are bigger than they've ever been, and that means that there isn't as much competition between them to hire workers, because there aren't as many of them. This is a fancy name. It's called monopsony power. And it's when there are just too few businesses around to compete. And so each business has a lot of leverage. Meanwhile, workers, they don't have a lot of leverage. Union density is way down, like union membership is way down. And so maybe it's a question of power and leverage.
And so those are the two theories.
Those are the two leading theories. Wait a week.
Because
every time new numbers come out, people are like, wait a minute, this doesn't fit the story that we have at all. I mean, there was a search for a while like, well, maybe actually wages are growing and we're just measuring them wrong. And people looked at that because, I'll give you an example. Maybe wages are down because lots of people are moving from good jobs to bad jobs, right? So actually, maybe the jobs are going up in the good jobs and the wages are going up at the good jobs and the wages are going up at the bad jobs. But if everyone's switching from good jobs to bad jobs, overall wages aren't going up. But guess what? We check that out. We correct for jobs. That's not happening either.
Yeah. So if this, is the new normal, that for whatever the reason is, we're not seeing increased wages and we've got these higher gas prices and we've got higher borrowing costs, and maybe those might have to even help keep things in check even further, what overall effect does that have if this really is the new normal?
Well, it's bad news for workers, obviously. Right. I mean, it's all the data we talk about for the economy, GDP growth or unemployment rate. For most people, what really matters is, are you earning more now than you were before? Are you earning enough to take care of your needs? And if wages aren't growing, the answer to that is no. And that's really the most fundamental economic measure. So all the other stuff you can sort of set aside most of the time and just look at wages. So even if everything else is great and wages are bad, that's sort of saying the most important thing is bad. Who cares that everything else is great? Mm. And as the Fed acts, they need to really be careful about this, not to move too fast to stop inflation, to worry too much about keeping the economy in check, and maybe give this experiment a little more time. Maybe see if by keeping rates a little bit lower, they can get some of this wage growth that has evaded American life for decades now.
Hmm. All right. Evan Horowitz, the Boston Globe's Quick Study columnist. He joins us every other Tuesday. Evan, nice to see you.
And Deborah, pleasure to see you.
Okay. Thanks. Stay with us. There's more just ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.